USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Border Patrol agents in the Rio Grande Valley sector have started releasing illegal immigrants into the United States without a court date because there is no space to hold them due to a surge in crossings. A senior source with the Customs and Border Protection is reporting that immigrants were being released into the system with biometrical data, then released without a court date due to space restrictions. Biometric identifiers are fingerprints and facial patterns. President Trump, in a statement released Sunday, slammed the Biden administration and called for an investigation into the cover-up. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the Democrat from Michigan, is facing a nursing home scandal similar to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. According to reports Sunday, the state of Michigan faced a lawsuit over an executive order by Whitmer, which forced patients who tested COVID positive back into nursing homes in the close proximity to other vulnerable residents. Governor Whitmer has used a special law in Michigan that has exempted her office from having to comply with the Freedom of Information Act. USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. TrustedNewspaper.com.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has concluded a meeting with Afghan officials in Kabul, Afghanistan. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani in an effort to make a determination if the Taliban had met the necessary conditions for the U.S. to pull troops out of the country by May 1st.
It's obvious that the level of violence remains pretty high in the country. We'd really like to see that violence come down, and I think if it does come down, it can begin to set the conditions for, you know, some really fruitful diplomatic work.
The United States invasion of Afghanistan occurred after the 9/11 attacks in October of 2001 and was supported by close U.S. allies. The conflict is also known as the U.S. War in Afghanistan. As spring training continues, bragging rights go to the Yankees in the Grapefruit League and the Royals in the Cactus League, both teams having 13 wins. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The pandemic has sure changed our lives. What about the next pandemic? The idea is being put forward. Dan Naraki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
In the last week, many have marked the one-year anniversary of the start of the coronavirus pandemic in the United States, reflecting on the ways life has changed in the last 12 months and mourning those lost to the virus. But some health officials have also been looking for ways to protect against the next pandemic. The former science advisor for Operation Warp Speed says that a large investment in vaccine manufacturing capabilities is needed. Dr. Manceslawi tells CBS News that the cost of the investment would be a drop in the bucket compared to the cost of another pandemic.
The preparedness, in my view, should in particular include availability of manufacturing capabilities, which means manufacturing sites, manufacturing equipment, and manufacturing people that are running the manufacturing of vaccines on an ongoing basis. We should be having laboratories and manufacturing sites dedicated to discovering, developing, manufacturing, and stockpiling vaccines.
Three worldwide pandemic outbreaks of influenza occurred in the 20th century, in 1918, 1957, and 1968. All three have been informally identified by their presumed sites of origin, such as Spanish, Asian, and Hong Kong influenza. In NASCAR, a pass for the lead with 8 laps left in Sunday's Quick Trip 500 at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Ryan Blaney took the top spot from Kyle Larson, who had to settle for second place. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.